Father God, and we just thank you right now for your loving kindness, for your grace, for your mercy, for the fact that we are triumphant because we are in relationship with you. Lord, we just want to lay it all at your feet. We thank you for the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and for their yes, for their obedience, for their willingness to just bring this call into existence. We thank you right now for the Des De Leon family and Artist Life, the vehicle which brought us all here together today. Lord, we ask right now that you touch the speaker, that you download a word that is specifically timed for such a time as this. Lord, we want to make sure we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and say, amen, amen, and amen. I'm so glad that every one of you have joined us and Thought It Not Robbery. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai, and thank you so much for feeding and greeting the people of God and for blessing us with that amazing, amazing thing, Triumphant Thursday. And Sister Erica, we thank you so much for coming up with that. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, my GMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. And it is on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the entire TMC family that we welcome you. This is Minister Willa, and I'm here in Tampa. And we are so excited. And we are so excited, oh God, that this call was founded in October 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have a scripture verse that we stand on, and that scripture verse is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement. And that mission statement is enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we are so blessed that we can go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, to hear all the messages that are archived there, as well as to get the bios on all of our speakers. This year, and can you believe it, we are at the end of our year already, we have a theme that God blesses Dr. Vanessa to give us, and that theme is in 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectations, Demonstrations, and Revelations Are Being Refilled and Fulfilled and Seen. And I'm sure you have seen some of those manifest in your life already. Now, if you feel led to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Kai do, or as a host, as you hear me doing, or if the Lord has put a word on your heart that you would love to share with this body of Christ, you can do so by contacting our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. As we always say, we are not an organization or a ministry where you have to go for an audition. All you have to do is have a heart that is willing to serve, and they will be in contact with you, and we will embrace you as a speaker or greeter or host because you already look like family. Praise the Lord. Well, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and today is Testimonial Thursday. And that call is put together by a team of great leaders who are giving you vital information on how to benefit and how to work your artist business. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617#. Again, that's 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617#. And you may be wondering, oh my goodness, how did this company get started? Well, let me tell you, it was started by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. At that time, it was called Artist International. It is now Artist Life. And there are products there that will cause, that will enable you to live a healthier lifestyle. And to find out more about this company, you can contact the person who told you about this call, because I can guarantee you an appointment with Artist will change your life forever. Well, so much for the announcements, and I'll come back with those after the message. But I am so excited to introduce our speaker of the morning to you. And she is none other than the woman whom we affectionately call our silver fox, none other than Jacqueline Henderson. Now, Minister Jackie is from Indianapolis, Indiana. She is the mother of five. She's the oldest of five, and she is the mother of an amazing son, Joseph, and daughter, LaTaresa. And she has three adorable grandchildren, Caleb, Elena, and Elisa. Now, Minister Jackie retired from the automotive industry over 31 years ago. She is a dedicated member of New Beginnings Fellowship Church, where her pastor is Anthony Jackson. She is also an artist life distributor. So it is my pleasure, and I count it a privilege, to introduce to some and present to others our dear friend, our sister in Christ, the beautiful, both physically and spiritually, Minister Jackie Henderson. Minister Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Will. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I just want to clear up one thing in that introduction. I did not retire over 31 years ago. I worked 31 years at the company, so I did not arrive with Moses. So thank you, but thank you for that beautiful, beautiful introduction, and it was so heartfelt. And thank you, Minister Ty, for greeting and seating each and every one of our listeners this morning, and thank you, Keisha Lee, for that strong title this morning, Triumphant Thursday. And I want to go ahead and get down to the word that God has downloaded in my heart this morning. So before we go to the word, let's go before the Lord in prayer. God, I ask you to let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. God, use my mind to think your thoughts. Use my mouth to speak through me. God, let this word resonate on the heart of your listeners, that they can use this word as food and grow stronger in you. We lift this prayer up before you, thanking you and praising you and giving you all honor. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. Well, this morning, I come before you, and I want to ask you a question this morning. What are you believing? Is what you're believing, is it hope or is it faith? And that is my title this morning. What are you believing? Is it faith? So what is faith? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Here God is telling us what faith is. There are many kinds of faith. Everyone saved and unsaved alike has a natural human faith. An example of that would be people everywhere have faith that when they sit in a chair, it will support their weight. But that is not the scripture talking. That's not what the scripture is talking about. It is not talking about natural human faith. It's talking about a faith that believes with the heart, in spite of what the physical circumstances may say. Many people that will agree that the Bible is true, but they are agreeing only with their minds. This is mental and is not what is going to get the job done. It takes heart faith to receive from God. How can a person know whether he or she has heart faith or whether he or she just has mental faith, agreeing with God's word? Mental says
I know God's word is true. I know God has provided healing or some other blessings. But for some reason, I can't get it. I can't understand it. However, real faith says, if God's word says it's true, then it's true. It is mine. It is mine. And I have it now. I have it now. Even though I can't see it, it's because God cannot lie. So how do we get faith? Reading in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God has told us how to get faith, and he has provided the way where everyone can have faith. Real faith is built on and grows out of the word of God. Romans 10 and 17 states, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Real faith is the knowledge of God's word. You can't trust in the Lord without trusting in his word. God and his word are one, just as you and your word are one. So if your word is not good, then you're not good. So to develop your faith, you must start by making the decision that God's word is true, and you will believe his word about everything else. The word of God is actually God speaking to you. It is God inspired, and in order for you to have strong faith, the word must be of foremost importance to you. You must wrap yourself in it and in its promises. You must accept the word for what it is. Actually, what the word is actually saying and not for what you think it says. You know, sometimes we don't study God's word. We rely on someone to teach it to us. But in order for you to really, really embrace and believe God, you need to get into that word. Dig down into that word. And as you study the Bible, I mean really study, you will be amazed to learn that some of the things you've always believed to be scripture are not in the word of God at all. So that is why it is important that you study the word and not let someone tell you what the word says. Let God download into you what his word is actually saying. So once you have settled in your heart that you are going to follow God's word, you need to dig deeper into the word and feed on it until you have a deep, settled assurance of God's will concerning your need. Go deep into God's word until it becomes a part of you. Do not rely on others to tell you what the word says. When the word becomes a part of you, the word becomes the first thing that comes to your mind and the first thing you consider in every situation or circumstances. Proverbs 4, 20 and 21 tells us how to develop this kind of stability in God's word. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. If the word does not depart from before your eyes in any area for which you are believing God, then you will see yourself as the word sees you, possessing all the benefits of the word and possessing everything that the word says about you and that says that it is yours. Dig deep in the word. Immerse yourself in the word. Get your mind on the answer. See yourself as having received. Constantly affirm. even in the face of contradictory circumstances, that God has heard your prayer because the word says so. That's when you'll get results. You'll have what the word says you have. You are what the word says you are. If you want God's word to work for you, you will have to get into agreement with him. Agree about what the word says about you. Some people are always hoping God hears their prayer, hoping to be healed, hoping to have their needs met. But hope is not faith. Even if someone says, I believe I'll receive the answer sometimes, that is still hope. They may be calling it faith, but in the reality, it's hope. Remember, in order to exercise faith, a person should first spend time feeding on God's word until you have an assurance of God's will concerning your need. Then pray and ask God to supply your need according to his word. Believe that that need is met at the very moment you pray. So stand on it, believing it, knowing that no matter what contradictory circumstances that are surrounding you, know that you know what you know, that the word of God is true. Let every word and every action line up with your believing. Act like God has heard you and act like his word is true in your life. And as we learn to exercise faith in every area of our life, you will see that it is indeed possible for you to walk in all of your blessings that God has planned for you. So I encourage you, each and every one of you today, to get into God's word, study his word. You know, it says to study to show thyself approved. So if you learn to study in his word, it will strengthen you. It will help you to deepen your faith in God. And no one can tell you to the contrary. So I encourage you, just like I said today, to stand up believing that word, understanding what God says about you. Live in that, what God says about you. Stand in the authority that God has given you. Believe with your heart, not just your mind, but believe in your heart and knowing that he will give you the desires of your heart, knowing that no matter what you come up against, what it may look like, how it may present itself, if you stand fast in the word, you have that word deep down in your heart, then you know it's true, that you know that God will not abandon you, that God will do what he says he will do. Standing and believing, not seeing, but knowing that God's word is true. That is faith. So now, I'm asking you, what is it that you're believing in? Is it hope, or are you believing in faith? So after that, I ask you again, what is it? What are you believing in? Is it faith? I truly hope that this word has touched your heart and it has reached someone's heart to understand, stand in faith. God will answer each and every one of your needs as you stand in faith. I know he has done that for me, and he will do it for you. Just trust and believe in God. Back to you, Minister Willow.
Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for that amazing word. And I will call you back after we pray over our prayer requests and after the announcements. And thank you for the correction, my sister. I do apologize. You know, they say reading is fundamental. You don't look anything like you'd be as old as Moses. God bless you, my sister. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We're forever grateful for that timely word that we received this morning. Are we believing in hope or faith, Lord? So, Father, we thank you that you told us in your word that we have faith. We have faith. We walk by faith, oh God. So, Father, we ask that you continue to bless Minister Jackie, her entire family, that you pour back virtue into her, Lord, that you fill her up and you continue to use her mightily. Oh God, please bless her going out and her coming in. Father, we continue to lift up our family members who are on the blessed to be well list. I'd like to call it that they are blessed to be well, Lord, and not the sick and shut in. Father, we lift up Mother Oliver. We lift up, oh God, Mother Joseph, that you continue to touch them. We lift up our dear sister, Minister Sharon Stowers. We lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God. We lift up Jesse Brumfield, oh God. We lift up each and every person, Lord, who has been challenged in their body, because you said it is by your stripes that they are already healed. Father, we lift up the bereaved families who have experienced the transition of a loved one, and particularly, Lord, being that this may be the first holiday, the first Christmas, the first New Year's, oh God, that our family members have experienced without that loved one there. Father, please give them peace. Please put joy. Let the pleasant memories sustain them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We thank you, Lord, for you have enabled her, Lord. You have put all she needs to finish her book, Lord, and that it will do as well, oh God, as Michelle Obama's book has done. In the name of Jesus, we're calling it out there. Father, we thank you for watching over Mother Josie and Mother Oliver and Dr. Vanessa. Lord, please keep her. And Father, send along the help that she needs. Father, we lift up each and every family member who has joined us this morning. You know what the prayer needs are. And we ask that you bless, that you not only answer our prayers, oh God, that you hear our prayers, oh God, but you also answer them and give us perfect protection for this day. Now, Lord, we ask that we can take the word that we have heard and that we can be a blessing to someone in some way. We lift up our entire team, oh God, all the prayer warriors, oh Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for Pastor Everett and ask that you continue to touch him and his family in a special way. We give you praise, oh God, and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray, the name that never, ever loses its power. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my TMC family, you are going to want to go back and hear the powerful message that Minister Jackie brought to us this morning. And to do so, you can go to 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-pound. And again, the new morning motivational call is immediately following this call. And today is Testimonial Thursday. And you can go to 712-770-4005. That's 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Kai, for greeting the family this morning and for opening us up with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for bringing such a rich word that is in due season. And before I call her back to give us our benediction, as I always say, from my heart to yours, my TMC family, you've just got to know that I love me some you. Minister Jackie, are you there?
I am. And again this morning, I'd like to say, go into God's word. Wrap yourself in that word, believing in that word, trusting God. For he said, if you have faith beside the grain of a mustard seed, you shall move mountains. So I encourage each and every one of you, I can't say it enough, study the word of the Lord, learn that word, put it down in your heart, and take action with your faith, and God will give you every desire, everything that you ask for, God will provide. So today, go out trusting and believing in God and making this a great day. God bless you, and I love you. Have a wonderful day.